From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. At least 25 people have been killed in eastern Afghanistan when a suicide blast ripped through a crowd of government soldiers, Taliban insurgents, and civilians celebrating a temporary ceasefire during the ongoing Muslim festival of Eid al-Fitr. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the bombing. A government spokesman said at least 30 people were also seriously injured. Saturday's blast coincided with a brief televised announcement from Afghan President Ashraf Ghani praising the mutual ceasefire and unilaterally extending the period of the government's ceasefire. Spain's Coast Guard said it rescued more than 930 migrants and recovered four dead bodies Friday and Saturday in the Mediterranean Sea. The Coast Guard said it rescued 507 people from 59 small inflatable boats in the Gibraltar Strait, where it also found the four dead. The news comes as Spain prepares for the arrival of the Aquarius rescue ship, which has become the heart of a major dispute within the European Union over how to handle the migration crisis. International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Society Secretary General El Hadj Assi said that helping the migrants is in keeping with EU values.
People who are coming to Europe seeking values, which are European values, values of solidarity and support, and welcoming and helping those in need. So doing anything less than that is really a betrayal to Europe itself.
France, meanwhile, has accepted an offer from Spain to take in some of the hundreds of migrants aboard the Aquarius, which is headed to Spain after being turned away in Italy and Malta. This is VOA.